There are so many different facets of Christmas that not all of us are aware of. You've been able to at least uncover a lot. You've been doing your homework with us for how many years?
Well, since I was 15, I began to collect ancient manuscripts. My dad was a Greek historian. Many of the people who have been listening to the program know that. And one of the ways to communicate with my father was not to throw a baseball on the lawn, because he would never do that. I feel like Kevin Costner. My father never threw a baseball to me my whole life. But he did communicate with me in terms of Greek history and ancient Babylonian history. And part of this Christmas tale, by the way, George, that we have not spoken of prior to the program, involves the majority of the Christmas celebration can be traced back 2,300 years through this great Chaldean history.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that tonight.
The way that most Americans view Christmas today, how accurate is that portrayal based on what you really believe happened?
Well, if you mix the legends with the truth, I think they're very similar in origins, but we must remember that some of the actual procedures for Christmas come from very different sources. They really began as far back as 2,300 years B.C. with Nimrod, who was the builder of the Tower of Babel. He was the grandson of Noah. And he was born, coincidentally, on December 25th. And one of the greatest reliefs, or in other words, the petroglyphs of Nimrod, he is holding a reindeer in one hand and a fir tree in the other hand. He has a long flowing beard, just like Santa Claus, and wings on his back, and the tail continues that when he was killed by Esau, who was the son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham, that his wife, Nimrod was one of these characters who originated the Oedipus complex, because he married his mother.
That's right.
Samarius. And when he married his mother, and when he was killed by Esau, his mother came out and said that there was a tree that sprouted out of a tree stump. It was a fir tree, and his spirit came back every December 25th and put presents under the tree. Which, now we understand that part of the story of Christmas, that had nothing to do with the birth of Christ. Nothing whatsoever to do with it. But nonetheless, that tradition from 2,300 years B.C. still becomes a part of our celebration today. And it was continued through the Babylonian or Chaldean traditions, all the way through the Greek and Roman traditions, declared by Aurelian in 273 A.D. as the Sol Invictus celebration, which was the celebration of Nimrod himself. The Saturnalia traditions, which were created in the Roman Empire, and the Brumalia celebration, which was December 25th, was in fact the celebration of King Nimrod. And you see, it was much like our having Halloween. And the emperors of Rome couldn't change this celebration. It was too ancient by the time of the birth of Christ, or even by the time of the Nicene Council, to change this celebration. We couldn't change Halloween in this country if we wanted to.
Oh, no, you couldn't. It's too ingrained now.
Yeah, and so what they tried to do was to purify the celebration by declaring that Jesus was born on that day. However, Pope Liberius, in 374 A.D., officially declared that we should celebrate the birthday of Christ, and that it was okay to celebrate it on December 25th, but that most of the empire still celebrated the birth of Christ on January 6th, and much of the Eastern Orthodox Christianity to this very day still have Christmas on January 6th.
Well, how long have we in this country been celebrating December 25th? I mean, since our inception?
No. As a matter of fact, the founding fathers never celebrated any birthdays. It was against Christian principles to celebrate birthdays to begin with. That goes all the way back to Nimrod as well. because Nimrod, which, by the way, the name means in Hebrew to rebel.
Well, wait, are you saying back in the early days of America that we didn't celebrate Christmas on the 25th?
That's exactly right. We didn't celebrate Christmas until 1828. In fact, they didn't even let Congress out for Christmas Day until 1828.
All right, how did that start then?
Well, we began to sell. It came after the Christmas Carol was written, believe it or not.
You're kidding me.
We have invented the Christmas that we celebrate, which is an amalgamation of traditions from a wide variety of sources. They trample over themselves, and they really come from the same source, but in reality, we invented the Christmas we celebrate today. I think we should be proud of it.
Well, I like it. I like the Christmas. When we invented it, did we do so because of its commercial aspects, or was there some other reason?
I think we invented it to identify ourselves. I think every culture throughout history, from all the way back to Egyptian cultures and Chaldean cultures, have been identified by the dates that they celebrate, their festival days. In fact, Hebrews have called their festival dates Jubilees throughout the centuries. In fact, the war between Nimrod and the Jubilees was a war. Nimrod did not want to celebrate Jubilees, which were, in essence, convened to remember historical events. And so he invented the celebration of his birthday to be a rebel against the celebrations of the Jubilees.
Well, what about before our country started celebrating, Glenn? What about back in England in the early days? What about Germany, Switzerland, Sweden? What about those regions? Didn't they celebrate Christmas at all?
A brilliant question. To be honest with you, it was an underground celebration. These people, the celebration of Christmas was a drunken brawl in the streets. In fact, it was very much like Halloween. The people, the poor people would knock on the doors of the rich people in England, Great Britain, and they would ask to occupy the home for one day, and if they did not allow them to occupy their home for one day, they would give them a trick. So it was a trick-or-treat type of a holiday, December 25th, which was blended back in the American version of Halloween back to October 31st. But really, the original Christmas celebrated in Great Britain was much like Halloween, only to be included Oktoberfest in that too, which is a drunken brawl on the streets.
What about a Christmas tree and the decorations? Do they have that?
To be honest with you, that began back again with Nimrod, with the fir tree growing out of the stump.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas tree really came when through the Germans, the German Hessians in this particular country, were decorating trees back at the time of Valley Forge, and the Americans liked that custom. They thought it was wonderful. In fact, we celebrated Christmas trees before before England ever celebrated Christmas trees.